Anaseo, good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're with us for the first time, it's great to see you, and we hope to have a chance to talk to you after the service. Just a reminder, the service is being live streamed, so we welcome those joining us remotely from home or elsewhere. It's good to have you as part of our congregation this morning. Worship continues here at the 11:30 interactive service, and then this afternoon at the 5 p.m. service. Please do refer to the notices sheet that gets sent out each week. Lots of information in there. If you don't get them, there are usually a few at the back, so please take one away with you. We have some copies of this booklet, Celebrate Together. They're at the back, produced as part of the URC's 50th anniversary. They're quite a fun read. Lots of the children have had them, but they're fine for adults too. So please take one, read it, and then pass it on. Elders' election. Thank you to all of you who put forward nominations. We had 32 people nominated, and the election forms are being distributed now. Some of you I gave them to earlier. Please make sure you don't go away without getting yours if you are a member. Any that we don't distribute today will be posted out. And forms to be returned by the end of February, please. This afternoon, the first nature walk with Sally and the gang. 3 o'clock meet at the entrance to Home Park, and it goes for a couple of hours. Next Sunday, part of the 10:30 service, Sally will be leading something called Secret Church. So Sue Shaw and Sally have planned the service that focuses on the persecuted Christians, and they hope it will be an interactive, informative and challenging occasion. And the retiring offering after that service will be given to Open Doors, who are an organisation who work with persecuted Christians. Crafternoon, the replacement of Stay and Play begins on the 19th of February between 1 and 5 o'clock. It's open to adults as well as primary school children. 2 till 5. If you come at 1, you can sit in the foyer. And £3 per family for refreshments and materials. And then it will be the third Saturday of the month. Looking ahead to Lent, there are plans for some Lent courses. There'll be 5 sessions starting in the week of the 7th of March up to the week of the 4th of April. Final details will be available shortly. 2 music events to put in your diary. First one, called Remembering Nigel, is an informal concert here in the sanctuary by Nigel's friends, followed by tea and dancing in the Mayor Hall. And it's on his birthday, Saturday the 5th of March at 3 p.m. So come along and help us to celebrate Nigel, his life and all that he did. And then on the Friday the 4th of March at 12:30, Peter Bullitt gives a recital on our new organ. So a chance for you to hear him play and more of the new instrument. And flowers, we're grateful to the people who provide the flowers week by week. If you would like to do that 1 week, please speak to Jean Thompson. You might like to do it to celebrate your wedding or a birthday or some event in your family life. It's a good way of doing that, and it brightens up the church for the week as well. So please speak to Jean Thompson if you're interested. And finally, news of people. Please continue to pray for Georgie, who's recovering after surgery. And please remember all those who are known to us who've got COVID at the moment. There's a whole raft of friends, members, foyer regulars and others. So it's not gone away. And please do remember them. And we give congratulations to the Carnegies on the birth of a granddaughter, Hazel. So that's good news for them. And as always, please remember those who are unwell at the moment or finding life difficult at this time. Thank you.
Let us join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. I give thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praises. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. We join together to sing, "The kingdom of God is justice and joy." Have a seat. And we join together to pray. Let us pray. We adore you, extraordinary God. You came among us as man, miraculous in your birth, casting out your nets to draw us in and to draw out the extraordinary in us. We praise and adore you. We praise you for allowing your kingdom to break through into our lives. For the things that to you are ordinary, but to us are extraordinary. We thank you that you have called us to be part of your story. Ordinary people caught up in an extraordinary tale. Lord, we confess that we fear getting in too deep, when we feel you drawing us to you, calling us to leave the safe confines of life and plunge us into the depths of life with you. We know what it is to be afraid. What will you ask of us? For we are ordinary people. We don't talk in clever parables. We've got no miracles to perform. And in fact, we're quite content as we are. We're happy to serve you from the wings. We don't want the spotlight. Yet you have drawn us into your story. You call us to be all that we can be. And we confess that we know what it is to be afraid of our potential. Forgive us and grant us the courage to go for the deep water. And the Lord says, our Father in heaven forgives us for being less than we might be, for following half-heartedly, skulking in the shadows, afraid of the power of the Spirit. Help us, Lord, to accept your forgiveness and this call to shine. Pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
good morning. Hello, everybody in the building. Some people aren't waving. I think that's a bit unfriendly. So I'm going to try it again. Sorry, I'm going to be quite cheeky. Hello, everybody in the building. That's good. Hello, everybody at home. First of all, I need two people to just hold something for me. Okay, so volunteers. Bethany, thank you. Carol, thank you. Here is my version of a fishing net. So you hold one end. Right, okay. Now, I'm gonna get some ribbons. These are the Tots Praise children's ribbons that they use to dance. I'm not gonna get you to do ribbon dancing, don't worry. So, actually, that's a really good idea. Okay. Today's story is about fishing. And what I'm going to ask you to do, when we share Jesus and we get involved in the things of God through word and through deed, we become part of God's story. We become enmeshed and woven into his story, and his power is woven into our story, and we then start to weave into other people's stories. So just to illustrate that, I'm going to ask different people to volunteer to come to the front and just weave some ribbon through the net. Okay, very simple. Any volunteers? You know I'm going to pick on you if I don't get someone, so... Thank you, Diane. So when we tell someone about what it is we believe, we enmesh ourselves in God's story. Anyone else? John Fisher, yeah. I know you want to. When we get involved with things like Food Bank or Kingston Churches Against... Kingston Church's Action and Homelessness. Thank you, Christine. When we take part in campaigns, we write letters to our MP. We sign a petition. We are involving ourselves in God's story. Anyone else? Any other ideas? Bron? What is it? Yeah. What? Anyone think of other things, how we mesh ourselves in God's story? Being better neighbours. Leslie? I'm sorry it's not black and white, but so, you know, could have a black one, but don't really want it to be blue and white either. But that's a whole other story. yes! Okay, there we go. Community lunches. Ray Charlton. He's just whispered Christian aid. So, yeah, absolutely. Supporting charities that support the poor and also speak out on their behalf. So I'm going to pick a red one for that. So Ken Barlett, can you do that one for me? Fantastic. Anyone else? Can I just say, and I know I'm biased, all the children's work that we do, because a lot of the people that come, especially during the midweek, it's their only experience of church. It's our only opportunity to talk about God. So can someone do that for me? Because I can't do it myself while I'm holding. Janine? Yeah, thank you. And I'm also going to add in, seeing Janine, I'm going to add in, when we're doing things for the church, however sort of holy it may seem, like operating the sound system, for example, flowers, yeah, all those sorts of things. So anyone want to do that? So young? Oh, yeah, Dahi, come on. People who read, yeah. There you go. So you can see suddenly that this very plain net is brightening up and looking a bit more beautiful. And actually, some of those ribbons would be intertwining with other people's lives. And if we kept on going, it would be completely full of colour. It would be transformed. And that's what happens when we get involved in God's story. And we're thinking about fishers, being fishers of men and women today. And what's really going to help us in doing that is when we live lives like this, when we're telling people about Jesus, we're showing people about Jesus, suddenly our life becomes more beautiful. And that will really help us to fish for men and women, to encourage them to follow God and give over their lives to Him. So it's just a bit of a visual aid for you today. Yeah. John's, yeah.
The reason I put another one is it's for many people, it's about what they're doing in their working life.
Yes. Yeah, we focused on church, but there's lots of stuff about how we witness to people at work, at school, all sorts.
Thank you.
So thank you.
You can take that out with it? Or what?
We can.
You,
and then, or we can leave it in here.
We need to see it. We need to, yeah. Good.
Thank you.
We'll join together to sing One More Step Along the World I Go. Thank you, Sally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a seat. So it's going to come as no shock to anybody, the story that we are about to hear, which Bronwyn Robinson is going to read to us. It's about the call of the disciples. It's about a miraculous draught of fish. And it's also about Peter, his shame, which might be a foreshadowing of his encounter with the risen Jesus, and might be a reference back to the fact that he earlier denied Jesus. And remember, at this time, Peter would have been one of the leaders of the church.
The reading is from Luke 5, reading from verses 1 to 11. Jesus calls the first disciples. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him.
Putting the nets out again is exactly where we are. We're not to do something new. What we are to do is to do what we've always done, but maybe to do it in a different way. Who would have ever thought, for example, that the invitation to eat at the table would have involved us physically being separated from each other and not all in the same physical place and yet able to communicate? Put the nets out again. Like Peter, we too could feel it's too much. We are exhausted. This is a season when so much work has been done. It has been depleting. And you might remember that Catherine's mother sent us from South Africa a piece about not being tired, but being depleted. And Catherine has very kindly printed out some copies of it, which are at the back. You want one, help yourself, and if you want it electronically, ask. For us to hear, put out your nets, what does that look like? How do we do it? And who are we anyway? Once we knew. There were lists. We saw people. We spoke. Now that is not how it is. People are sheltering in their houses, and others are viewing our worship when none of us are around. They're receiving material from us. What are they doing with it? And are they or are they us? Are they fisher folk, or are they fish? And what does this text, with its message about call and discipleship and endurance and abundance and persistence, look like and feel like in a time like this? The major point to remember is that the Christian life is not about how easy can we make it for us. Mission and discipleship have always been about the outsider. It's about work that has to be done, which in this context is, there is good news to share. How do we share it? Jesus is teaching and healing, and he goes around. And he uses his boat so that he can be heard by the crowd. And once he's finished speaking, he moves to the next phase and challenges Simon. Simon will have thought that he was humouring Jesus by letting him use the boat. And once Jesus had finished, he thinks to himself, okay, that's great. I can crack on now, get things sorted, ready for tomorrow. Simon is focused on scarcity and limits. Limits of resources, of knowledge, and energy. Yet however heavy his heart might have been, when he was asked to do it, he put his nets out again, and suddenly, more fish than two boats could bear. And in this act of God, God is characterized as God of abundance and God of provision, about physical needs being met. And if that's where the story ended, it would have been thanks for food, for daily bread, provision, hooray, let's go home. Stability and care and support, which matters. Let's not be sentimental about it. But the story goes on with Jesus telling the disciples that they are being called, as we are. In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. The fishing is deep water work. The interplay between teaching and healing and call continues. Deep water work. This is a time when we're developing very different ways of being church. How we relate to each other is different. Who we are is changed. We've learned some things. We've learned that we need the building for gathering. But going on, I would suggest it will not be our major worship centre. That could well be virtually. So what does church look like then? How are we making contact with each other? How are we doing the deep fishing that is our calling? So it's good to come to the table with these stories ringing in our ears, because the call of Jesus on each one of us is also a physical story. It demands our bodies, not our bodies in their lithe loveliness, but as they are. Discipleship is not a passive activity of watching what others do. It calls on us to be brave in our offering, to explore the deep waters of long-term, surprising relationships. We are to go on fishing, which does not mean dragging people in against their will. It means being prepared to share what we have found in Jesus. We do not know how things are going to turn out, but we do know that God chooses to allow us to be co-workers with God. We have things to do. It might be that we do them in different ways, to the way that we did them before, but the message is the same. Our God is a God of love, a God of justice, a God of mercy, a God of peace. And at God's table, there is room for everyone. Who is going to invite people to share at the table, if not us? Let us be still, and then we will pray. Pray for all those feeling that they are out of their depth at this time. All who are fearful and swimming against the tide of oppression. With the ever-rising tension between Russia and Ukraine, place your hand on that volatile situation and bring peace. For the situation on the border between Poland and Belarus, touch with your hand and bring peace. For the people of Afghanistan, those who are hungry, girls no longer in school and women no longer able to work freely. For those whose hopes and dreams were squashed by those yielding power. We pray for those who are overwhelmed by anxiety as society moves into some sort of normality with the change in the COVID restrictions, and yet they look at the numbers and their particular condition means that they are isolated as well as isolating. So we pray for those who are anxious about mixing with others. And we pray for those for whom the economic change has meant that they are now jobless. And for those for whom the years have been heavy and they now find themselves alone. And we pray for those who are bereaved. So we pray for those in leadership in our world, for those in leadership in this country, for integrity, for wisdom, for discretion in speech. And for those who are weary and feeling that they are out of their depth, those who feel that they are sinking under the heavy load of responsibility, Lord, we pray. And we give you our thanks for the 70 years of service offered by Her Majesty the Queen. This day is the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne. We thank you for all those who have been steadfast in their discipleship. We pray for your strength and good health for her. And we ask that you would bless all those who have declared their faith and are in public service. Lord, we offer our prayers, those that we've said, and the many, many more that come half formed in our hearts and minds. You know our burdens. Lord, we pray. Amen. When you came in this morning, you might well have been offered one of these. Let me explain to you about them. For those people who haven't got much cash and want to make an offering, or for those people who make their offering through the bank once a year, or make their offering through the bank and don't have anything physically to offer, these are for you. So new system is they will be at the back. You come in, you help yourself. They are cards that you can use to physically represent the offering that you are making in other ways and other places, which is not an excuse for anybody not giving their cash, but is to say that some people don't have any, and equally, some people don't physically give it as ready notes. That's what it's there for. So, our offering will now be received. So let's pray. Receive the money we bring. Receive the lives we offer. Receive the bread, the wine, a symbol of our service, of our gratitude, of our joy. And take these gifts. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Transform them and transform us, the givers. For your name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen. We join together to sing I come with joy to meet my Lord. Have a seat. Quick course of the holly and the ivy. It's gone. Zoomers, I hope you've got yourself equipped with bread and wine. And I want to say to you, We in this space are very fortunate that somebody provides us with bread and wine. And it might be that in your house you haven't got bread, you don't eat bread. I've seen a picture of somebody having Holy Communion with tomato and water. It's fine. It's the symbolism is what matters for us. So use what you've got. We believe that this is the Lord's table. It does not belong to us. It does not belong to the church. It belongs to the Lord, and all are welcome here. When the elders offer bread, you will notice the little fish, which is for those of us who have issues around wheat and gluten. That's for us. When the elders bring you bread, if you wish to, please take it and eat it. When the elders offer you the wine, please hold the little glasses and we will all drink together. And there is no alcohol in this wine because some of us have our issues and our addictions. So let us pray. Let us give thanks to the Holy One, our God. It is good and beautiful to give God our praise. Shoals of blessing shimmer just beyond what we see. When our lives seem bleak or pointless, you bring to the surface such abundant grace that we are astonished. Our lives can scarcely comprehend it. Our nets are near breaking. So we fall to our knees, humbled in awe. You lift us up and call us to lives of praise and service. Blessed are all who come in your name, and blessed is Jesus the Christ, who climbs into the boat of our lives and teaches us, who directs us into deeper waters, who multiplies blessing, who calls us to join him in ministry to the world and promises to be with us always. As long as we break this bread and share the cup, we remember his death, his resurrection until he comes. Therefore, remembering these mighty acts in Jesus, we offer ourselves, living holy in union with Christ's offerings for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Spirit on us, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, fishers of people who behold the bounty of your grace and who cast the net of your love far and wide in this world for the sake of all your beloved. Lord, we pray. Amen. And on the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, blessed it with thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood, poured out for you and for many in a new covenant, which is for forgiveness." And as long as we eat this bread and share this cup, we remember the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ until he comes again. He took bread, blessed it, broke it, he took wine, poured it out, a symbol of him giving of himself. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ.
The blood of Christ. So let's pray.
When we are safe in the shallow end, with our feet firmly on the floor, when we are surrounded by the familiar and content with what we think we know, may we hear afresh your gracious invitation to wade out into deeper waters, to make new discoveries, and to be open to new possibilities. And when we are in deep waters and feel out of our depth, when we feel beyond our comfort zone and see and understand ourselves all too clearly, when we look with longing for the safety of the shallow end again, may we hear your voice saying, "Do not be afraid." Amen. So we join to sing our final hymn, "I, the Lord of Sea and Sky." this day, however you feel about her, it feels like the right thing to do to send us out to quote the Queen. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. And the blessing of God be with us all. Amen.